Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Stevie Dan bringing us back. One of my favorites, that's Peg. 23 after, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The mobile website is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. The regular site has video. The mobile will soon have video. But both of them work great, and depending on what kind of a screen you're looking at them through. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get to my website. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. And all the other things there that we update every single day at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Betsy Kruger. Elizabeth Rush Kruger. Yes? Is with us, folks. And she is Top Marketing Strategy is her book, Applying the 80-20 Rule. Betsy, give us your website, please.
It's segmentmarket.com. That's an segmentmarket.com.
Tell us what you do for your customers.
I show you how to be much more profitable. If you use my recipe, the steps that I suggest, you can actually quadruple your profit. Unbelievable, isn't it?
One of the things... It does work, and I believe what you're saying. Otherwise, you know, obviously that's the reason you're here. We've looked at your stuff. The thing that that I said when we go into the break is I think small business owners should thank Walmart for coming to town. Here's why I say that. In most cases, there's a couple of cases this is not true, but in most cases it's true. Small business owners have to understand what you said a minute ago in another way, Betsy, and that is that everybody is not the phone book is not their prospect list. They don't need the world to be successful. They only need certain number of people, a certain profile of customers, and the ones that love them. And you just keep finding those people. And if you can do that, you can be more profitable, you'd be happier. But let the other people go to Walmart and shop.
If you're trying to compete on price, you're driving everybody out of business.
The price war is over and small business lost, Betsy.
That's right. But if you compete on really, as you say, loving up your customers, giving them exactly what they want, delighting them, that small group of people will bring in their friends and it won't be small anymore.
Right. That's right. But everybody else, everybody who doesn't fit your profile, who's not someone who cares about what you do, who's willing to pay your price for the extra value that you add, and your values, and values too. There are values purchasers out there, people who like the idea. Maybe part of their values, Betsy, is they just like the idea of doing business with a small business. I'm that way. You're probably that way. I'll pay a small business a little bit more just because they're a small business. What do you do? What do you think?
Well, actually, I'm very specialized in how I buy. I know exactly who I want, and that's what I buy from.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk some more about this, about helping small business owners to be profitable, more profitable. What are some other ideas? You mentioned... go ahead.
You can visualize your retail business as having a revolving door, and as the customers revolve into your store, you check them out, and those that really bring in the profits, that are your loyal, heavy users, you keep them in the store by delighting them with your products and services. But then the other ones, you just revolve out of the door into your competitors' stores.
So how does that work in reality? What does it look like? If you're running the shop, what does that look like?
Okay, let's talk about Robert Iacocca's business, which is Trust Point Insurance. It's a collection of small insurance agencies in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be regional sales manager for Brown & Brown Insurance, and they had this policy that the top 20% of the customers get personalized attention, and they automate their services to the bottom 80%, and he thought it was just some fluke.
Mm-hmm.
And when he bought up and partnered with these four insurance agencies, it was true for them, too. The top 20% brought in 80% of the profit, and the bottom 80% brought in only 20% of the profit. So he also automated the services to the bottom 80%, and he took everybody's book of clients, and he stripped off the bottom 80% of the customers by automating the services to them.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep them happy, he upped the commission from 20% to 25%. What this meant was if they worked one day a week satisfying their clients, they would get 100% of their commission. So on the other 4 days of the week, they could go fishing.
Hmm.
Or they could go fishing for top prospects, just like their top customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. They quintupled their commissions. They quadrupled their revenue. And as to the profit, since the commission went up, it wasn't quite as clean. But the profits were amazing.
Hmm. And basically, they just, one of the main things they did is they just didn't spend so much time with those, with that 80%, which was taking them away from, they were only bringing in 20% of the opportunity, but yet they were taking all that time, and they didn't have time to think or vision or strategize or anything, or even have fun.
I have an amazing story to tell you.
You have to do that next time, Betsy, which we will do. We'll have to do that because we got to wrap it up for now. But I need your website one more time.
Segmentmarket.com or BetsyKruger.com goes to the publisher.
All right, and the Top Market Strategy is her book. Available wherever books are sold. Thanks, Betsy, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Born on the bayou. Born on the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.